of children as kids?
No.
That was
children. In fact, I didn't like it even with mine. Yeah, I liked it though.
Were people ever referred to them as youngins?
No.
Always children.
I think I heard a few people out in the country, but you see, as soon as you say that, I think of dirt around the house and a house on stilts and children barefooted.
That's a country term.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about the word passel? Is that a country term?
I don't think so, but I may be wrong about that. I may be.
A child who lost both his parents would be.
What else besides orphan?
Would always be starving.
What else? Give me some other words. It might be one.
An orphan child. Or if he then went to an orphanage, an orphan house child.
No, orphan child.
Orphan child.
Yeah.
And would someone be appointed to look after him? Would he be the guardian?
I don't know.
And how about a child, well, you mentioned the baby buggy and you rolled the baby.
Mm-hmm. Rolled the baby buggy, yeah.
Do you remember how tobacco was used? Do you deal chewing tobacco?
Oh, well, yes, but if a man chewed, there were spittoons all around, and Pop had spittoons in his office. But he didn't use one at home. And if he chewed tobacco, he was relegated to the front porch.
I see.
And Mom, she said, you see, that it gave her a headache. But it was suspicion that it didn't give her a headache. She didn't think it was very couth, see.
I see.
And so she didn't want it. And there was... He had a couple of cronies, you see, that... You still didn't see that old house, did you? We really didn't.
I wish
did
I had thought of us.
Yeah.
I studied that building from the side then. I didn't think about the house.
It's on this street, you see. But, so it's within plain view, you see, of the town and stuff. So that porch and everybody going to town then would pass by that house. And if they were women and friends of Mom's, and so they'd stop in the front hall. And if they were men, in the afternoon late, there was one Mr. I think, who Nance Snow, Mom looked on, she tolerated him, but that, because there wasn't much else she could do, she was an obedient wife, but she just wished he wouldn't come so much and sit on the porch and lean back in the straight chair and spit tobacco. Put his feet up on the porch. Put his feet up on the porch. And it wasn't railing, banister.
Mm-hmm.
And spit chew tobacco. She just wished he wouldn't.
How about cigars? Cigarettes?
Cigars. Pop smoked, and my father smoked.
Is that a mark of distinction? Cigar.
Well, cigars was a lot more genteel than chewing tobacco, certainly.
But it carried no great distinction.
No, but my grandfather, you see, my Aunt Snow was like my grandfather. I mean, he sort of built up his image of being homespun and, you know, character. Right? So he chewed tobacco.